Today on the Interlochen Collection, we look at the career of Dorita Seth, from his time as a student composer at Interlochen Arts Academy, to his tenure as a member of the ensemble Chanticleer, to his current work as the artistic director of the chamber choir Choral Audacity. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. When Dorita Seth was a middle school band student in Columbus, Ohio, his teacher gave him a huge gift, the tuition to attend Interlochen Arts Camp for the summer.
And he chose me to send to Interlochen for camp, and he paid for all of it. And it was a life-changing experience, and I didn't want it to end.
Seth says he was extremely lucky to have gotten this gift. Because his parents are refugees, and he was the first generation of his family born in the U.S., there simply wasn't the means to get him any kind of specialized training.
We are refugee immigrants. My parents escaped Cambodia in the late 70s. Being a teenager in the early 2000s, there was no way I was going to be able to afford to go to a place like Interlochen, and meeting my band teacher was the perfect timing. Everything just aligned.
That summer that Dorita Seth spent at camp inspired him to audition for Interlochen Arts Academy, even though he wasn't sure how his family would pay for it.
I remember sitting in my science class at my public school for the first day of sophomore year, and the administrator came up to the office and went, Dorita just received some sort of scholarship to go to some boarding school in Northern Michigan. And I said, I did what? And then I got pulled from class and sent home, and I packed up to go to Interlochen. It was sort of just so fast.
Seth spent 3 years at Interlochen Arts Academy studying voice and music composition. Here's a performance of an art song he composed his senior year called Rose Song No. 1, performed in November of 2007. By his Academy student colleagues Elise Tudor, soprano, and Bahar Anna Durdieva, piano.
Thank you.
pianist Bahar Anadordieva and soprano Elise Tudor, Interlaken Arts Academy students performing music composed by their classmate Dorita Seth in November of 2007. His whole life, Dorita Seth, the son of Cambodian refugee immigrants, has been faced with the model minority myth, the view of all Asian Americans as a wealthy, highly educated monolith.
But when you look at my face, I am part of the model minority myth. They don't expect that this kid who looks like he could be in the Chinese group or in the South Korean group, that he had a rough upbringing.
When he was a student at Interlaken in Jeff Westcott's jazz literature class, Dorita wrote a blues poem about this identity. But he didn't stop there. Seth took this poem and turned it into a composition for orchestra, piano, saxophone quartet, and narrator called This Tan Skin. Even though he had written the music and the text, Dorita Seth said he wasn't comfortable being the narrator at the premiere. So the text was instead performed by his classmate Andrew Marquardt.
I didn't want to narrate it because I just didn't have the courage to say those words in front of everybody. They were extremely personal.
Here is that deeply personal piece by Dorita Seth called This Tan Skin. It was performed in April of his senior year, 2008, by the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra, with Matthew Hazelwood conducting and Andrew Marquardt narrating.
Thank you. But unlike you, I can, because I tend to look within.
A performance given at Interlochen Arts Academy in April of 2008 called This Tan Skin, music by student composer Dorita Seth. Matthew Hazelwood conducted the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra, and the narrator was Andrew Marquardt. The premiere of Dorita Seth's piece that we just heard is part of Interlochen lore, not for its content, but because the pianist fell asleep and nearly missed the concert.
Maestro Hazelwood stepped backstage and looked for him, came back outside. No, it was Dr. Boyle who came outside. And he said, so you ever hear the one about the, just trying to lighten up the mood because it had been like 10 minutes. You ever hear the one about the pianist falling asleep during Composer's Forum? And so the pianist's roommate, who was also a composer, ran to that room and woke him up and, you know, had him put his tux on.
Fortunately, the pianist managed to get to Corson and perform, as we just heard. Dorita Seth went on to study voice in college, thinking that one day he would be on the operatic stage. Unfortunately, he says, one of his teachers told him it would be virtually impossible to be an opera star because of how he looked.
She brought up the fact that I was Asian and that I wasn't going to do very well in opera because of that. It was earth-shattering to me, heartbreaking to me, only because I'd spent all that money trying to study to become an opera singer.
As Seth began to reevaluate where he could take his career in music, two things came together for him. First, he realized that his true love all along had been choirs and choral music.
Choir was always there, and I excelled at it. It gave me responsibility. It made me do things that I didn't need to look the part for. So if opera and Broadway are all about looking the part, you don't need to look the part to be part of a choir.
Second, he realized that his soprano voice, which he had been using primarily for demonstrations and for humor, could actually be his professional singing voice. He sang as an alto at St. Joseph's Cathedral in Columbus, Ohio, and at the suggestion of a friend, auditioned for Chanticleer. And he got in. He sang as a soprano in the ensemble for 3 years. Here is Dorita Seth with his colleagues from Chanticleer, three very different American pieces. Give Me Hunger by Stacey Garrop, which was commissioned by Chanticleer. Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now, an arrangement by Vince Peterson that was commissioned by Chanticleer. And Sit Down Servant and Plenty Good Room, arranged by Joseph Jennings, Chanticleer's longtime music director.
Give me hunger, 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 give me hunger just another show.
I know you're tired, so sit down.
Servant and Plenty Good Room, arranged by Joseph Jennings, the ensemble's music director emeritus, and before that, Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now, an arrangement by Vince Peterson commissioned by Chanticleer, and Give Me Hunger by Stacey Garup. One of Dorita Seth's favorite performances with Chanticleer was when the group visited Interlaken for a performance on April 15th, 2015. Here's an excerpt from that concert in Corson Auditorium, with Seth speaking to the audience and Chanticleer performing their final piece of the concert.
Thank you very much. I am so excited to be back here at Interlaken. You can ask any of these guys. I've been talking about it all season long. Tax day is Interlochen Day. I don't exaggerate when I say this place means the world to me. And it's not just the place, it's the people that make it shine. It's the place where you take an inner city school kid like me and turn him into an exceptional artist. Now, before I start embarrassing myself and weeping all over the stage in front of my colleagues, we're going to close tonight's program with Irving Berlin's Blue Skies, arranged for us by Joe Jennings.
A performance given at Interlochen in April of 2015, the ensemble Chanticleer in Corson Auditorium, performing Joseph Jennings' arrangement of Irving Berlin's Blue Sky. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today we're looking at the career of Dorita Seth. Seth spent 3 years with Chanticleer. He left the group because he realized what his true calling was, making music with a diverse group of people.
I discovered with Chanticleer that my passion lies in making music with my students, and with more people who look like me rather than my esteemed professional colleagues.
He was also dismayed at the problems of representation in contemporary choral programs and literature. At a convention for choral directors, he watched a program that was ostensibly of American music.
I sat there with my other students of color watching this program and looking at this renowned choir sing this program of not very diverse. There was maybe one person of color, and all of the composers on the program were white men. And I can feel how underrepresented they were feeling at the time, especially if a program is proudly American.
Soon after, Seth's students, many of whom had sat through that disappointing concert with him, came to him with an idea for their own choral group, one that spoke to their lives and represented their experiences.
Can we just form a group? Can we do something about this? Can we create very pointed concert subjects that make people uncomfortable, but also educates people at the same time, and also makes people not uncomfortable, not just educated, and this make the singers feel like they belong, and make the community feel like they are proud of this ensemble?
Seth said, yes, we can create a group like that. And in 2018, the ensemble Choral Audacity was born. The ensemble is open to anyone who wants to audition, and they sing everything from Renaissance motets to arrangements of current pop songs. They also present concerts that reflect current events. One of their recent concerts, called Wildfire, came on the heels of the fires that raged in California and personally affected several members of the group.
One of the singers actually was evacuating her home during a wildfire to come sing for us. And I remember how hurt and traumatized she was. And she didn't feel like she had a sense of refuge until she was able to sing with us.
Here are three selections from that wildfire concert presented by Choral Audacity: Frank Tekeli's Earth Song, Ed Sheeran's I See Fire, arranged by Dorita Seth, and Andrea Ramsey's Stomp on the Fire.
Thank you.
music from a recent concert by the ensemble Choral Audacity, led by their director, Dorita Seth. We heard Frank Ticelli's Earth Song, Ed Sheeran's I See Fire, arranged by Dorita Seth, and Andrea Ramsey's Stomp on the Fire. Music presented in a concert called Wildfire and inspired by the effects that the California wildfires had on members of the ensemble Choral Audacity. Dorita Seth says it was hard to leave home to study at Interlaken when he was a teenager, in part because his parents, who are refugees from Cambodia, still needed him to navigate their adopted homeland. Seth says his parents didn't necessarily understand his decision to leave, but they trusted that his teachers had his best interests at heart.
To them, it was definitely, okay, I can't do any better for my kid, so why the heck not? And so my mom just was like, I have no idea what's going on, but I know that you're in great hands because I love this teacher of yours. Just the fact that I was becoming, I'm sorry, that I was growing into their dream for me.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to our episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.